Okay.
Okay, so today's podcast, this is our first podcast about aging and sex drive, right? So this is something that I've been quite concerned with. I spoke with my friends, and I'm 30 years old this year. My birthday just passed, okay, and we realized that our sex drive seems to be lower, and my friend feels the same way, and I'm kind of worried, I don't know, John, do you have your friends talking about this, or is this a topic they're interested in?
I think a little bit. I think as you grow older, yeah, we hear. I mean, I don't know whether their sex drive drop or not lah, but I'm hearing more and more people looking for things like tongkat ali,
Oh, really?
Things to to help them to last longer in bed in that sense. Like things that I don't really hear about when in my younger 20s, earlier years.
I thought this was never really gonna happen to me. Like, seriously, I thought this was something for like 50-year-old men, and yeah, I thought I would have this sex drive forever. So I'm kind of shocked that I'm actually experiencing this lowering of the sex drive. So
is it a recent thing? Because for me, I don't think. Actually, I don't know. It's my.
I don't know. Maybe you're not aware. Are you aware of how often?
I mean, naturally, I'm not as sexually active as you.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
That's
so
right.
So I don't know.
Well, okay, you know what? Actually, it's not always it's not exactly a bad thing, because now that my sex drive is lower, I find that I'm able to focus more on work, right? So that's why I'm not really that worried, because I'm able to focus more on work, but I'm concerned, because, if it continues dropping like this, like, what's going to happen into the future? I mean, I'm only 30 years old, I have another, 50 years or 60 years to go, and I won't feel it anymore.
Is it really that common for 30-year-olds to have decrease in sex drive?
I don't think so. But the thing is that, your friends, you already say your friends are...
But just a few, not a lot, just a few.
But did it happen when you were 25?
No.
I mean, when do you think it's supposed to happen? It's supposed to happen at, 40, right? How come it's happening at 30? Right? So anyway, so one of my friends actually shared with me this Dr. Sam Robbins, right? So we actually watched this video, and I'm interested to try out what he's recommending, right? He's saying that instead of trying to take the hormones from outside, which is this thing called testosterone that really affects the sex drive, right? Instead of taking outside things, you try to take something that creates the testosterone from the inside. Right, so the things that you said, like tongkat ali, the herbs, the food, and even exercise, some of it can actually help to increase the sex drive, lah. Right, so I don't know, do you think this is something we can do, try to make some food and a routine for me over the next 2 weeks?
Yes, right? I think this is definitely possible. In fact, I heard about this before, watermelon. If you actually do eat one whole watermelon right by yourself, it actually do help you to increase your, I don't know what's that, maybe it's something like testosterone. Yeah, I think so. Watermelon also does. So I believe, yes, certain food does help you to increase testosterone and make you...
Do you know, actually, I bought two watermelon, two big ones, and I eat like half every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think it works. Because I felt very hot at night, I felt like I couldn't sleep.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's the reason why I've been sleeping at 2 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Like, for the last few days, right, I actually ate watermelon, but I wasn't trying to do that.
Oh, but do you know about watermelon?
No, I didn't know. I was just trying, like because I like watermelon, or it's sweet, right? So I didn't really go and think that it's going to increase my sex drive, but let's try. What else is there?
There are other food as well, so I think we can try.
Okay.
So I think it's eggs, right? We need to have eggs every day. Eggs.
Okay.
We need to have carbs, right? From healthy healthy carbohydrates from vegetables.
I'm already doing that. So,
good fats.
Maybe because of my exercise, like they say that you run too much, right? I've been running. They say that the running is actually not good, So yesterday I actually tried walking. I tried walking. I don't know. I'm not able to tell the effects. Maybe. Gym helps to increase, so I actually feel better because of the gym. So we'll see whether you can come up with a diet for me over the next 1 week, and we'll see whether, I don't know, do you think it's something that within 1 week we can see results, or
I think it's definitely possible with some like I said, I think I already know watermelon is one of the fruits that is able to help you to increase your testosterone and sex drive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think there's definitely more foods out there that we can explore and make it into a complete nutritious meal.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's try that lah. Mm. Right, and we see whether we can get something out of it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all.
That's all. Yeah. See you next week.
Okay. See you next week.